We'll turn in your New Testament to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to utilize this passage by way of invitation. You note the parallel language that the Apostle Paul uses between what happened with Israel and what can happen with us today. I want you to notice he starts by saying, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Now what this indicates is a relationship that they sustained, and he refers to it as a relationship that happened, at least in part, as a result of them being baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. It's interesting because when you talk about a relationship that we sustain with God, it has its beginning as we are baptized into Christ. And then after that, he refers to drinking or eating the same spiritual food, drinking the same spiritual drink, and they drank of that rock which is Jesus Christ. So we can see that same parallel. So we begin our Christian walk, we have this relationship that we sustain, gaining sustenance from none other than Jesus Christ himself, just like the Israelites. But notice in verse 5, he says, "But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." And so despite the fact that they were baptized, as indicated into Moses in the cloud, despite the fact that they ate and drank of that spiritual sustenance, which was Jesus Christ, still they faltered, and God was not pleased with them. Now, if you look at what happened, we're told they lusted after evil things. Verse 6, they became idolaters, committed sexual immorality, tempted Christ, complained. All of those things were things that they did, and as such, they were, various stages at various times, destroyed by God. And we're told that their bodies fell in the wilderness. Now, in verse 11, he says, all these things were written as examples, written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. The reason why these things happened is so that we could learn. What do we learn? What is the lesson that we learn? Individuals who were saved, but after a period of time, they were in that relationship with God, but because of disobedience, whatever the disobedience was, they fell. What do we learn from that? Well, he states what we learn in verse 12. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. For no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you're able, but with the temptation will make the way of escape that you may be able to bear. If any man thinks he stands, let him take heed lest he falls. It indicates the possibility of our faltering in some way because we are overcome by temptation. The same thing can happen to us that happened to the children of Israel. No reason for these examples. No reason for him describing their destruction if it were not for the fact that we are to learn from their example and know that the same thing could happen to us if we succumb to temptation and are disobedient as were they. Very important point for us to understand and recognize. We become children of God. We must live lives of righteousness before him. Never get too prideful. Always realize and acknowledge the possibility of sinning. Do everything we possibly can to avoid temptation and to overcome temptation with God's help. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you've never become a child of God, if you've never been baptized into Christ, then take that step this evening so that you can begin that walk. But God calls us to faithfulness, and it will be your responsibility as you begin that walk to maintain your fidelity and faithfulness to God through the remainder of your life. If you're here this evening and you faltered in that in some way and we can assist you in getting your life right, then we offer ourselves to you as well. The invitation is extended at this time. We ask that you come. All together we stand and sing.